Welcome to CFO Talk. I'm your host, Steve Rosevold, Chief Learning Officer at CFO.University. Joining us today from the beautiful city of Sydney, Australia, is Tariq Munir. Tariq has an eclectic finance background, beginning as a chartered accountant with PwC, a finance transformation lead with ExxonMobil, and has been part of the finance team at PepsiCo in senior roles for the last 11 years. When Tariq isn't busy transforming businesses, he is an artist. And if you wouldn't mind, Tariq, can you show us your artistry, your oil paintings on the wall? Maybe I can buy one of those after the show.
Yeah, I'll give you a special discount.
So great to have you out here. I'm so excited about the topic, which is process mining. Many CFOs and finance leads are familiar with process redesign and process mapping, but process mining is a little bit of an interesting twist using technology. And you kind of introduced me to this concept not long ago. I hope you take a second and summarize this, what process mining is all about for our audience.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, and thanks for giving the opportunity. And I'm definitely something I'm really excited about to talk for the next few minutes, of course. And you rightly pointed out, Steve, that we have been finance professionals. Processes are something which are very close to our heart. We are process-driven people. So think of process mining as a convergence of data science, AI, machine learning with the conventional process management. The way we optimize our processes and the way we optimize our business, the way we redesign our business processes. Now, in a more sophisticated way, in what happens in process mining, a machine learning algorithm sits on your ERP system or on your computer, and it logs all the transactions and events that happens in a certain process. In today's world, of course, majority of our processes are based out of a system. We have ERP systems or we have other accounting softwares. Whenever a process happens, for instance, we are booking an invoice or we are raising a sales order or we are settling a payment, those transactions or events, they leave a digital dust behind them. Or in other words, a sort of a trail of breadcrumbs. This process mining is all about, it actually is about making sense out of that digital dust that those different transactions leave behind. What it actually helps you do is it reads all that digital dust, all that information which is already in your ERP systems or in your computers. And based on that, it creates a visualization, a real visualization of your process. So imagine, for example, you have an order to cash process. So right from the creation of the sales order till the time you receive payment from your customer, the algorithm reads all the events and transactions that happen in between those end-to-end process, and then based on that creates a visualization. And then some of the sophisticated tools out there, they actually employ AI to then recommend you with different process improvements and process optimizations. Compare it with that typical interview style process that we do, in which we are doing our process optimization. We go to different sub-process or process owners. We conduct a typical interview. What this enables naturally is it makes this process very efficient and very fast. So you have an algorithm which will actually help you do all of that stuff for you and create a visualization. And then secondly, I do believe is a very important element of is that it removes that human bias of perception around it, because we generally tend to see the process as we perceive it, which might not be true. This removes that bias and brings out the real process out there. And then based on that, you can optimize the process and you can make it as efficient as possible. And then with the help of co-piloting with AI, you can actually take it to the next level and bring more optimizations in the process. So I hope this explains a bit of a concept around what process mining is all about.
Makes tremendous sense. Going off script a little bit, what if people are doing processes that they aren't putting in the system? So what if there are steps being taken that aren't going in the system? How does that all fit into process mining?
Within process mining, there are different elements to it. So one of the elements is around task mining, which actually mines all the tasks that people do on their computer. So it can actually read that. It can go down to that level also.
You wrote this really good article, and this is what you shared with me that really got me excited about this for CFO Magazine. And in this is your quote in the article, you called process mining a technology you can bet will revolutionize corporate finance. Those are some pretty strong words. Can you tell us how you expect this revolution to play out?
First of all, Steve, I never thought someone would hold me accountable for that, but I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course, that's something I truly believe. So, Steve, processes, or I should call efficient business processes, sits at the heart of any digital transformation initiative. So we are living in a digital world. Everyone is on a digital transformation journey, whether they know it or not, but we are. Everyone is. Having an efficient business process sits at the center of it. In fact, it's the very reason we implement technology and we utilize different AI and different AI tools, etc., is to make our life easier, to simplify our processes, to make our processes more lean. What has happened, however, over past few decades, I would say, number one, the technology has evolved rapidly. And with that, organizations have adopted that technology as well, pretty fast manner as well, in a pretty agile way. That has resulted in then a huge volumes of transaction happening. The amount of data that is being generated is massive now. Then on top of it, there are regulatory frameworks coming in. In other words, the underlying complexity within the corporate finance has increased manifold over the last few decades, I would say. And then on top of it, if we look at the macro picture, we are living in a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world. That uncertainty and the pace of technology and the pace of the business out there, it has put an immense pressure or an immense demand on the finance leaders of today and of the future to be the real co-pilots of the business. And many surveys and many studies have also demonstrated that most of the finance time today is still being spent in bit more of a legacy processes, closing the book, paying suppliers, recording invoices, so on and so forth. So more transactional work. We are getting there, but then still a lot of finance professionals still work in that space. One magic pill that we all talk about, which is going to somehow solve all of this, is AI. Bringing AI, being a co-pilot of the AI, and then we can probably get to that predictive and generative capabilities and so on and so forth. However, please do remember that using AI or any technology on top of something which is very complex, which is not lean, will only increase the complexity of the process. So we cannot expect efficiency if we have a complex business process. Sorry, we cannot expect efficiency from technology if we are using a very complex manual process. So it's imperative for finance at this stage to move away from that complexity. And that is why I say truly, process mining can truly help revolutionize that. Processes is everything we do. And if we can make our processes lean, we can make our processes simple, that will revolutionize the way we do business and the way we become the strategic business partner. Now, there are two reasons I say that. Number one, and as I mentioned earlier as well, that in order for finance to be a co-pilot, to be that strategic business partner, we of course need a bandwidth. We of course need time. And we need time and attention away from these complex and manual processes. And to do that, this process mining can really help us free up that time.
People like to take the simple, make it complex, and they think that's better. And I like the way you're thinking that making it easier and simpler is better for us. That makes tremendous sense.
The second reason I say this is because process mining, I do believe, can help you set your function up for the digital transformation. So think of process mining as that base prime coat. Whenever we are painting a wall, we have a base coat that we put in order for that top coat to stick. So imagine if your top coat is your technology, this acts as a primer, which will help stick your technology, which will help stick your digital transformation initiatives. So that is very important we should consider.
Great analogy. And I'd say there's another benefit to what you're talking about, and that's getting your data right. I work a lot with a gentleman named Prashant Sultakal, a real data analytics guru. You may have met him at the Finex in September. But Prashant would say data can be a liability until you make it an asset. So where people should start with their doing data and analytics is with transaction type activity, because that's the rich data you have about the business, which is very similar to the process mining idea, where you're using technology to pull out your processes. You're using technology to pull out and transactions specifically, which when you think about our processes, they're all related to a specific transaction. So I think that's really fits in well with kind of some of the teachings of Prashant and some of the things that I really believe in too, is that data is really a premier data point for us, and finance people need to look at that, and that transactions is where it all starts. So if you simplify your process, you simplify your data, you simplify your activities, that's got to all be a good thing. You know, we talk about process mining, so it's using technology, it's going through all this work. Is it only built for enterprise companies, or can small and medium-sized entities use process mining as well?
Great question, Steve. Great question. I guess that's where we need to be very cognizant of the fact that how technology can help not just the bigger organization or the large enterprises, and how it can also actually help the smaller organization thrive and smaller organization become large eventually. Within the tech world, there is a principle or a law sometimes referred to as Moore's Law, which is named after Gordon Moore, Intel's co-founder, which effectively says that the cost of computing halves every 2 years. This is not a law like a Newtonian laws of motion or something that we read in physics. It's more of an observation, I would say. So take it with a pinch of salt. But having said that, we have seen that in the past, how cloud computing has become so cheap and so accessible to all the enterprises, big, large, and small. Today, you can set up your entire tech stack for your entire organization without even having a single on-premise server. I'm not saying that's the most appropriate way or that's the most efficient way, but that's how you can do it. Same is true for process mining also. Now, when I talk about process mining, having a machine learning algorithm sitting on your computer, that's a bit more of a sophisticated stuff. In a way, process mining is, at a base level, does not have to be that sophisticated. All it needs is a certain data which is already there as part of your ERP or your accounting system. So generally, you have certain fields which are needed, which I was talking about, that digital dust. What algorithm is doing is actually extracting that information in a way, in which is much more efficient and much more smart. So Microsoft Power Automate comes with a process mining application as an add-on. You can actually put all the data in there. You can extract the data using SQL or Power Query. You put the data in Microsoft Power Automate process mining, and then that can help you process flow for you. And then based on that, you can optimize your process.
If a CFO or a finance leader is going to a new ERP or doing some new AP or AR software, whatever it might be, FP&A software, they should be asking the question, is there internal process mining that we can use out of this that they wouldn't have to develop? So they should be asking that. That should be one of the checklists when we get a new ERP or a new system. What does it do in the process mining automatically? That's interesting. Is there a specific place where you suggest SMEs apply process mining, or is that going to be individual for each company, or is there a place where you've seen it work?
It depends on the need and where do you get your most impact on, where's the biggest complexity lies. When you are talking about, and again, the stage of business you are in, if it's a media, if it's a startup or a smaller enterprise, your processes might not be that mature enough to actually, they need a process mining. They would probably not need a process mining at that point in time. But if your processes are relatively mature and they are getting a lot more complex, that might be the right time for you to actually go in and have a really look at, take a helicopter view around what are those key processes which are causing the biggest issues or the biggest downtime in finance, which is taking most of our time. And then you go from there.
But I'm thinking of Salesforce or CRM example. Are you seeing finance get involved in other processes that are quote considered finance processes, like the sales pipeline?
Whenever we talk about simplification or digital transformation, we need to think beyond finance. A lot of process complication actually lies at the edge of finance. For example, as you rightly mentioned around CRM, or for example, media invoices. A lot of marketing functions, they do most of the media invoices processing, and they do most of the purchase ordering and that kind of stuff. Just removing complexity within finance would not be beneficial, because the end-to-end value chain will not see that benefit. If at the edge of the finance, there is still that complexity and you're just simplifying one part of it, it might not be helpful. So it's always great to look at, bring an outside in perspective, see what the other work, collaborate with other business functions, sales, marketing, procurement, and see how as a collective you can bring that simplification for the end-to-end process. So a purchase to pay process is not just finance process. There will be so many different touch points. I was reading somewhere the other day, you actually need to co-create with a different function. You need to collaborate and you need to co-create.
So you're really saying the finance process mining, it has limited, not limited value, but not anywhere near as much value as a holistic business process. That makes a lot of sense. Are there certain capabilities that CFOs, like good data, talent, or technology, is there certain capabilities that need to be built before a CFO can implement a solid process mining plan?
Steve, from a capability perspective, specifically technology, there's no specific technology that you need to build in-house or something, because most of this comes out of as an out-of-box or a solution that different organizations are offering, different vendors are offering. You really touched upon, I would say you really hit the chord there when you talk about the talent. And I do believe that is the biggest enabler for process mining, or for that matter, any digital transformation initiative. Of course, to come up with a plan, you need to make sure that you are looking at which are those key projects, key processes which are ripe for business optimization, business process optimization. And then what are the impacts? What are the benefits? What are the real business needs? What are the problems we are solving? Of course, all that strategic stuff and all that roadmap you must create before you embark on that kind of a journey. You definitely need, in most cases, a vendor or someone of a tool to do that. So for example, there are various tools out there, and I generally talk about being tool agnostic, but just to give an example, like IBM process mining, UiPath process mining, Microsoft process mining, for example, I refer to Celonis. So there are a lot of different tools out there which are offering the solution. I do believe, however, that what you truly need is a digital translator or a digital ambassador or a group of digital ambassadors or translators within your team who needs to be domain experts. And they are that link that works between your process mining vendors and your business processes. And that is where the digital mindset and the digital literacy of finance function comes into play. I do write a lot about this, might be a little biased in my views in this one, but I have a very strong point of view around that. As finance professionals, we need to upskill to stay relevant, of course. We need to upskill to be able to extract the real value from all these AI and technology tools out there. So that is very important, that we are creating that mindset of digitalization within the finance. I read in a book by Didier Bonnet and McAfee recently, they call them digital believers. So they are the true digital believers. Identify those people in your team and then help create a bit of bandwidth for them, task them with this process mining, fascinating technology. People get excited when they get exposed to these kind of new technological tools and these something that they can learn, right? So it creates a better employee experience for them also. All of this are the key enablers to actually get the real bang out of the buck, through real benefit out of this process mining. So for example, I recently read about a global retailer, Aldi. So they used globally a process mining to help them redesign more than 400 of their processes. So that actually helped them realize around $5 million worth of value. So that is huge. Then a couple of years ago, and that's also a case study which was published by Queensland University, Suncorp Bank partnered with Queensland University, and they reduced their claim processing time from 30 to 60 days to just 2 days using process mining, right? So they removed the process. So imagine how much benefit they would have got out of that. And then in FMCG or CPG space, I have read about some of the organizations who have actually improved their day sales outstanding and also have saved number of hours in their invoice processing and claims processing. And on the supply chain side, they have been able to reduce their finished goods write-off using the process mining.
Yeah, that's almost a trifecta. When you can reduce your working capital needs and costs and reduce your labor inputs in something, that's a pretty strong and compelling argument.
Exactly. And again, these are all tangible benefits, of course, we would love to, that we can touch and see. Apart from that, of course, as I mentioned earlier, that this helps you get time back, which is the most important. Time and attention is the currency of today's digital world. So if you get some of that back, that will help you be that strategic business partner, spend your time, focus your attention and time on strategic thinking, and be that real co-pilot and navigator of the business that drives the growth of the business, as opposed to just focusing on transactional work. while creating, of course, real value through process mining.
We're trying to either quicken our processes up, we're trying to make things more accurate, or we're trying to reduce cost. If you look at that triumvirate of that triangle of things, and most people say you can only do one or two at the expense of the other. And it seems like process mining might be fighting that a little bit. You might be able to do all three. We get more speed, more accuracy at a reduced cost using process mining.
It's a balancing act. There's always a balancing act between accuracy, speed, and cost. Having said that, with process mining, and of course, when you get into the actual benefits around it, when you get into the actual implementation or using of the technology, of course, there will always be a lot of hiccups or a lot of teething problems. Having said that, if we forget technology for a moment, the problem that it solves or the problem that we face in finance as finance professionals is around, as I mentioned earlier as well and talked about it pretty much my whole talk, is the complexity of the processes.
I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your process mining knowledge with us. I'm also going to select one of those paintings in your next auction to purchase, so I'm excited about that and really glad to have you on the show.
It was a pleasure, Steve, talking to you, and there was so much to learn from you as well. And I hope this was the audience, they get the maximum benefit out of this. So really appreciate you spending time on this one as well.
Well, I'm really excited about the topic, excited to share this with our audience soon. So that wraps up today's CFO Talk. Thank you for joining us, Tariq. CFO.University is a community of finance and accounting leaders, companies, and trusted advisors committed to the professional development of chief financial officers. Learn more about us at www.cfo.university. Until next time, enjoy, learn, engage.
That wraps up today's CFO Talk.